A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Samach Dalid, Erevin 64a, pagination page 127, but we will start from the facing page, Samach Gimel Amid Beis 63b, pagination 126, about 12 lines from the bottom. Hahu Mivoa are the words at the end of the line. We learned that in order to make an Erev, an enclosure, so that you could carry in this area on Shabbos, you have to firstly enclose the area in some way, either with a true fence or with a Tzuras HaPesach, uprights and a crossbeam, which is what we typically call an Eruv. And also, you have to make an Eruv Chatzerus. You have to join the people who live there into one unit. And typically, if you have Jews who are living there, you collect food from each of them, or you take a box of food and acquire it on their behalf, so that everybody's food is joined, and therefore they are considered living together, one unit, and that accommodates this concept of Erev Chatzeros, that everybody should be joined. When there's a non-Jew in the courtyard, so we have to make a kinyan, an act of acquisition from him. So the Gemara tells us here what happens if the non-Jew does not want to cooperate. What solutions might there be in order to make an act of acquisition? Hahu Mivoa, there was an alleyway, a courtyard, Davidayu Belachman Baristik, that there was this man, a non-Jew, who lived there. Omrule, they told him, Ogur Lach Rishusach, make an act of acquisition with us. We're going to buy an element of your ownership so that we can make the Erev Chatzeros. Lo Ogur Luhu, and he wouldn't do it. Asu Omrule La Abaya, they told Abaya, asking for a solution from him. Omrulehu, and Abaya thought of an intriguing solution. He said, Zilu batilu rishusaychu legabei chad, nullify your ownership to one Jew, meaning each of you in this alleyway agree that you will not carry from your home to the central public area. Nullify your possession, your ownership to the one person who you designate, the one Jew, havala yochid b'makom nachri, and then it becomes that there's only one Jew in the presence of the non-Jew. V'yochid b'makom nachri lo osar, and the rule in Erev Chatzeros is that if there's only one Jew with the non-Jew, then there's no prohibition, and the Jew is allowed to carry. And therefore, this one person would be able to do the carrying, and it becomes permitted if you're a guest of his. The Gemara challenges this and tries to go through the logistics, if this really would be a solution, this concept of bitul rishus. And the Gemara, moving on to today's daf, on the third line, after telling us that it's not such a good idea because people will not know about Erev Chatzeros. If you do this solution, you're circumventing the halacha. Elo Amar Rava, Rava said there's actually a solution. Lezel Chad Minayu, let one of the Jews in the courtyard go, Likarivle, and become friendly with this non-Jew. Come close to him, become friendly. V'lishol minei duchta, and ask from him a place, get permission from him. V'leinich bei midi, and leave something in his place. Some people suggest maybe a flower pot, but get permission for a tool or for something to keep it in his place. Davale kischiro ulikito, you become the equivalent of this concept called Schiro Ulikito, which is a special leniency, a special rule, that a person who is kind of a resident in the non-Jew's home, in that he's a worker there, and he's allowed to leave his tools there, so he's kind of a resident in the non-Jew's home, that person who's a schiro velikito is allowed to do the kinyan with you for your Erev Chatzeros, representing the non-Jew, even without his knowledge. And this is a leniency in the rules of Erev Chatzeros. Va'amar Rav Yehuda mashmol, afilu schirto va'afilu lekito nosene ruva v'dayo. Even a schiro v'lekito, these workers are allowed to accommodate you in your Erev needs. And once a Jew comes close to him and has permission to leave something by him, that Jew already becomes like a schiro v'lekito. Amalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, now that you've introduced this concept of schiro v'lekito as the solution, Hayushem chamisha schiro v'hei lekito. What happens if he has 10 such people who work for him? Are they all considered residents, and now I have to start doing kinyanim with all of them as my Erev Chatzeros? Amalei, and he told him, im amru schito v'lekito lahakel, this concept of schiro v'lekito works for leniency. Yomru schito v'lekito lahachmir, but it does not work to make things strict. You don't have to make a kinyan from each one of his workers, the person who's allowed to keep a ladder by him, and the person who's allowed to keep his insulation by him, all these types of people. You don't have to make a kinyan from each one. You make one kinyan from somebody who's a resident in that building, and that could be the main owner, or it could be any one of these people who has permission to leave some, who's kind of a resident in that location, and that's all going to accommodate our needs for a kinyan from that place of residence. Another interesting application of this concept of schidro velikito is a discussion regarding apartment buildings. If the manager, the owner of the building, has permission to leave his oven in the apartment, then even though the oven was put into the apartment originally to accommodate the renter, but even if the renter wouldn't want the oven there, he would still have to strike a deal with the manager, because the manager, what's the manager going to do with an extra oven? The manager has permission to leave the oven in that apartment. And therefore, to a certain extent, the manager is a schiro velikito. He has permission to leave things in that apartment. To a certain extent, he has this status. And perhaps you can make the kinyan from the manager without going to each one of the apartment owners. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page. Six lines from the bottom, we have the word Huna, as in Rav Huna, as the first word on the line. And the Gemara tells us as follows. Lo yiftar adam echaveiro, a person should not leave his friend, ela mitoch devar halacha, except with words of halacha, shemitoch kach zochro. Because as a result, if you tell somebody a halacha on his way out, upon parting, whenever that halacha comes up, he'll remember you. Oh, this is the halacha that I discussed with so-and-so when we took leave of each other, and you make a true impact in a person's life. So the Gemara here says that two people were parting, and they said to each other, let's make sure to say something to each other that's novel, that's different in practical matters. Let's skip to the second line up from the bottom, in the middle of the line. Pasach idach va'omar, the other one opened up and said as follows. This was his practical teaching. Hamachzik b'nichsei hager, a person who takes acquisition in the property of a convert, which is like a windfall, because there were no inheritors, and therefore he acquired it, and other people look at it wishfully. I wish I could have acquired that. He's worried that people are going to look at him. He didn't make effort. Perhaps it's called an ayin hara. Rashi uses the word vitavi ba'inshi. People are in wonderment about you. How you managed to pull that off, that windfall. So what should he do that it should stay in his hands? He shouldn't lose it. And the Gemara says, yikach behem sefer Torah. He should do a mitzvah with it. He should acquire a sefer Torah with part of the money. And as a result, the entire money will be sustained. Amar Rav Sheshes says, afilu bal benichsei ishto, this problem exists even with a husband regarding his wife's property, that the property that the wife brings into the marriage, people can look at it, and here Rashi does actually use the word eina bisha, the evil eye, an ayin hara, and he should make sure to do a mitzvah with it so that it should be sustained. Rava Amar afilu avad iska v'ravach. Rava says, even if you do a business deal and you're very successful, make sure to do a mitzvah with it. To a certain extent, the concept of miser works right into this, that you give 10% and you should make sure to do it, perhaps a specific mitzvah in order to get a specific merit to sustain if it was an unusually successful deal. Rav Papa, Mafilu Matzah Mitzia, similarly, Rav Papa says, if a person finds a lost object that after proper investigation does not need to be returned, he's allowed to keep it, but it's a windfall, and he should make sure to do a mitzvah with it. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Afilu Kosevu Tefillin, you could even write Tefillin, and that would be the mitzvah. And the Gemara cites a source, Va'omer Rav Chanin V'itema Rav Chanina, my Kara, what's the pasuk? Dichsiv, Vayida Yisrael Neder, Klal Yisrael made a vow that they would give the property to Chayrim, to Tzedakah, and then they were successful. Yashikoach, have a great day.